7 May. It has been co-named Maru Gujari Pa, meaning tranquility and care, a tribute to Eight Mile Plains' cultural significance of Place of Red Soil. The $65.4 million facility will provide several treatment options ranging from a minor injury and illness clinic to imaging and diagnostic services like ultrasounds. Member TUI Peter Russo says this development will be the first to provide easy access to specialist healthcare services with two direct motorways and free parking. He believes it will make a significant difference in the community, especially for those who travel for kidney dialysis and cancer treatment. In other local news, over 100 volunteers joined Greens MPs Amy McMahon and Max Chandler Mather in Coorparoo for the Renters' Rebellion door knock on Sunday afternoon. This is ahead of Labour likely pushing their Stage 2 rental reforms through Queensland Parliament this week. The Greens will be moving amendments for a rent freeze and a guaranteed right to a lease renewal. Sunday's door knock was one of five mega door knocks across Brisbane in a single weekend. In national news, ANU researchers developed a new AI tool to detect brain tumours. This new development called Deploy will be able to classify such tumours into 10 major subtypes with a 95% accuracy. Dr. Dan Tai Huang says current test methods lack availability and have slow turnaround times. With Deploy, the researchers believe it will eventually act as a complementary tool for diagnosis and possibly cancer.
In other national news, the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood urgently appeals for donors as supplies of most blood types reach dangerously low levels. Lifeblood warns that without a substantial increase in donations, its supplies will soon hit their lowest point this year, as the current level of donations struggle to keep up with the high demand. Lifeblood says that 8,000 donors are needed across the country this week alone, with 1,000 people needed across Queensland. In international news, Iranian state media has reported a helicopter with Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian has crashed after heavy fog. The crash occurred in mountain terrain following heavy fog conditions on their return from a visit to the country's border with Azerbaijan. The President and Foreign Minister are still missing and their condition is unknown. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with wind gusts of up to 21 kilometres per hour. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for this morning. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime,